In chapter 7, we are going to discuss how to plan merchandise assortments. Let us look at the learning outcomes. Understand the concept of open to buy and its advantages. Learn about factors that affect merchandise assortment plans. Develop the range plans and model stock plan. Tools used for merchandise planning will be discussed. What is the concept of open to buy, or OTB as it is usually called? OTB is buyer's buying plan to have the right amount of inventory to support the retailer's sales plans. It tracks the present inventory level, sales made, as well as the delivery schedule of merchandise that has already been ordered. The OTB maintains a record of how much is actually spent purchasing merchandise per month and how much is left to spend. The goal of an OTB is to ensure the correct level of inventory. Let us understand OTB in the form of some formulae. OTB for a month is planned EOM inventory minus the projected EOM inventory. EOM, as we've already discussed, is end of the month level of inventory. The projected EOM inventory can be worked out using this formula, which is actual BOM plus actual monthly additions or any new merchandise that is received, plus merchandise which is already on order and has to be delivered, minus the sales plans, what is actually sold, minus the planned monthly reductions. So if you can see, this is basically a difference of the incoming and outgoing inventory. So what happens if the OTB is positive? We've seen from this slide that OTB is a number. It has to be calculated. If the sum of all these incoming is less than all these which are outgoing, what happens? And what if the OTB is positive? So, if the OTB is positive, it means that the buyer has money left in the budget to purchase more merchandise for that month. On the other hand, if the OTB is negative, it reflects the fact that the buyer has already spent more than his budget. He has already overbought the merchandise. Let us look at some concepts that are related to the inventory level and which describe the various types of inventories a retailer would be using. The first is a basic stock list. This is an assortment plan for staple merchandise, which is continuously maintained in stock as they have stable sales. It specifies, which is the basic stock list, specifies the inventory level, the color, the brand, size, as well as packaging for every staple item. The planning the stock depth or the quantity that is on hand in the store to achieve the planned sales. The never out list, as the name suggests, products whose absence from the inventory even for a single day will lower the sales volume and cause the customer to return unhappy. These are products which will be part of the never out stock list. What is the safety stock? It is amount of merchandise that is required to be on hand to prevent a stock out situation until the reorder of that product can be received. So essentially it is a buffer or a safety net. It is added to the basic stock list to account for any variability in the demand and or delivery period. The operating level stock. The inventory required for safety stock plus the buying period under normal conditions is referred to as the operating level stock. What is a buying period? It is a period of review. So a buying period consists of review period and the delivery period. The review period is the time lapse between two consecutive reviews of a product. to determine whether additional order quantity should be placed or not. Now let us understand some advantages of the concept of open to buy. OTB helps ensure adequate inventory to support planned sales. It helps estimate cash required to be invested in the inventory, and that cash needs to be available with the retailer. The merchandise buying can be adjusted in response to the sales and the reductions. So every month, even though we have plans, we have projected sales, we have estimates, we have sales forecast, there will be changes. So we can keep responding to that and make changes to our ordering, further ordering of merchandise. The planned stock to sales ratio can be maintained by the use of a open to buy. An effective OTB will help reduce markdowns because we have adequately planned our inventory to support the planned sales. So since our inventory is well planned, we will not have a markdown or a dead stock situation. OTB also helps to maintain the purchases of the merchandise within planned budgets. Okay, which means every time we are going back to our planned budgets and comparing, this is the amount that is available, this is the amount we have already spent, so what is the amount that is open to buy? An effective OTB prevents loss of sales due to unavailability of required stock. Like we just said, since OTB is ensuring the appropriate or optimum level of stock, it will prevent the loss of sales due to a stock out situation. It keeps a fresh flow of new merchandise coming into the store throughout the season, which keeps the customer interested. In the next segment, we are going to talk about assortment planning. We have discussed the term assortment earlier, and we have said that assortment can be described in terms of its width as well as the depth. So, planning an assortment is the process of deciding what to buy and how much quantity to buy in each of those product categories or styles. Assortment planning is a process whereby products are selected and planned in order to maximize sales and profit in order to achieve our sales targets. Assortment planning can also be defined as a set of SKUs or stock keeping units that a retailer offers in a merchandise category. It breaks down the quantities to be purchased into specific products, styles, lines or ranges, sizes and colors. Why do we need an assortment plan? A good assortment plan is a very useful tool for buying merchandise and as a document for store management. So the store knows what assortment goes on display when. It also knows what assortment is going to reach the store at what time frame. The assortment plan gives an indication of the width and depth in each category that is on offer at the retail store. It offers a balanced assortment that is well planned to satisfy the customer and meet all our merchandising goals, sales targets, etc. A good assortment plan also enhances the company image while following and executing their merchandising strategy, their merchandising philosophy. Satisfying customers' needs is the main focus of a good merchandise assortment plan, which means that the range has to be available in certain sizes, in certain colors, all of which should appeal to the customer and cater to their varied requirements in terms of specific size per color or color per size. There are various types of assortments. Since the two main aspects that describe an assortment are its width and its depth, we can make a matrix and have a combination of four different types of assortments. A wide and deep assortment is a broad spectrum of goods in a large number of styles. It means that there is a lot of variety, so there is width, and within each product category there is a lot of depth, which is what you would probably find in a hypermarket or in a superstore. A wide and shallow assortment. Here, the width is more, which means there is a lot of variety, different product categories being sold. But within each product category, there is no depth. It is a shallow assortment. This is what you could have at a convenience store. Then is the narrow and deep assortment. So even though the width is narrow, it means there is not much variety in terms of product categories, but within the product categories there is a lot of variety, there is a lot of depth, different price points, different brands, different colors or sizes. Small number of styles in high volume. The product range is narrow with a large variety in each line, depth and specialization. So this is what a specialized store or a specialty store would usually offer. The last one is a narrow and shallow, which means both depth and width are less. Limited number of products with little variety in each line. This format obviously requires low investment but has a high turnover. Now we will understand various factors that affect the assortment plans. Now let us understand various factors that affect assortment plans. Retailers and buyers need to consider various factors that may affect the assortment plans in order to plan them better. The first factor is the type of merchandise, retail strategy, effect of assortments on the GMROI, which is gross margin return on investment, complementarities between different product categories that the retailer is offering, effects of assortment on buying behavior, physical characteristics of the store. These are the various factors that we will discuss one by one to understand them better. Let us talk about the types of merchandise and how do they affect the assortment plans. Obviously, the two main types of merchandise are basic product categories and fashion product categories. In basic products, we know there is no change or very little change in the styling. As a result, demand is stable, forecasting sales is easier. Fashion product life cycle is short with usually a single selling season. There are frequent changes in the styling, colors, sizes, features, and thus the need for assortment planning is great. So what is the difference between, so how does merchandise affect the assortment plan? In a basic product category, sales and inventory are managed through continuous replenishment systems, which means the product is essentially the same and the inventory level is maintained by a continuous replenishing system wherein you reorder merchandise on a timely basis once a minimum order quantity or a minimum inventory level is reached. This basic product category utilizes the process of category management, which means for a basic product category, a category management concept is easy to execute. Inventory levels have to be determined beforehand and we have to ensure that these inventory levels are maintained. For a fashion product, it is difficult to determine an inventory level. You have to continuously keep developing and changing your product mix. Retail strategy. How does the retailer's retail strategy affect his assortment plans? The variety that he wants to offer, or the number of SKUs that the retailer wants to carry is a strategic decision and it impacts the retailer's brand image. Other aspects of retail strategy that are important and affect the assortment plans are the approach to value, the approach to pricing, various vendor programs and any promotional philosophy that the retailer might be following. What is the effect of assortments on the GMROI? Okay, this means that the assortments, the width and depth of merchandise that the retailer is carrying, will affect his profits and his bottom line. The retailer has to balance the width of the assortment and the depth of the assortment with the inventory level that is required. So the retailer has to trade off between variety and the inventory level so that he does not have a lot of dead stock situation or he does not have a stock out situation. Both have to be balanced. Increased investment in inventory reduces inventory turnover and GMROI. Now let us talk about complementarities between categories that have to be borne in mind to raise transaction values, which means every time a customer walks in and wants to buy one product, you try and sell him two products. So if a customer walks into a grocery store asking for pasta, then you have to make sure that you have a complementary product like a pasta sauce and say, with the pasta here, you buy a pasta sauce also. Or if a person walks into a men's section of an apparel store and wants to buy a shirt, then you stock complementary products and say, okay, you can buy a matching tie or you can buy matching belt or something similar, so that the value of each sales transaction is increasing. Effects of assortment on the buying behavior. So what happens to the buying behavior if we have a bigger assortment, if you have a wider and deeper assortment? Okay, larger assortments, which means more SKUs, obviously satisfy the customer's needs better. They provide a more stimulating and fulfilling experience to the shoppers because they have a lot of variety to choose from. But there is a negative side to it also, which is that more variety is going to complicate their decision making and makes the decision making more time consuming. So sometimes it is better to have a lesser variety so that the customer is choosing from that variety that is available. Physical characteristics of the store are very important, especially in terms of space that is available for each category. We know that space in a store is a limited resource. We have to optimally use the space. Larger stores can have a higher number of categories and more variety, but a smaller store will have to carefully think of what product they want to put into their shelves. The amount of shelf space allocated to a category usually depends on the sales. So if a category has higher sales, obviously the shelf space allocated to that category would be more. Or if a particular brand of a category impacts or is able to sell more, then shelf space for that brand in that category will be more. Display fixtures have to be appropriate for the product category. So display fixtures for apparel will be different, for shoes it will be different, for grocery it will be different. Within apparel, you could have garments that are put on mannequins, you could have them hung on hangers, you could have them folded and packed and stacked by color, by size or by style. So there are various options and they all need to be pre-planned. Now we are going to talk about the concept of range planning. What is a range? A range is the total product offering expressed in terms of width and depth. The aim of range planning is to create a varied and balanced range of products in each category. So it is important that the range is varied. There has to be variety in it, but at the same time, it has to be balanced in terms of the different product categories or the sizes or colors or options available within that range. How do we describe a good range? One that should limit overbuying as well as underbuying. A good range plan ensures sufficient quantities of the merchandise are available at the store or at all the stores in various locations. A good range plan leads to customer satisfaction because it gives them enough variety to choose from, and every time the customer comes back into the store, there is enough variety available or something new available to excite the customer. How do we develop a range plan? Developing a range plan usually consists of the following four steps. Step one, needless to say, has to be research and design. So before designing a product, we need to research as to what kind of a design would be desirable for the target customer. Design and quality go hand in hand. The next step, buyers and merchandisers of the retailer review the sales data of the past few years. So what has sold, how much, at what price, in which store. So the same retailer will have different stores. Each store can be categorized as store A, B and C. A store A category would be the one which has the maximum space, it is the biggest store, it has more shelf space, and obviously it can stock more variety. A C type of a store is the other end and would obviously have lesser space, less shelf space, smaller area of the store, and therefore less merchandise or lesser variety will be allocated to that store. So the merchandising team has to plan which store gets which merchandise. Does it get all sizes? Do we get only 5 sizes over there? Which colors, which sizes, which SKUs go into each of those stores? Step 3. The product is developed and the range is built, considering various attributes that will affect the final sales. So we have to know what is going to affect the final sales. What is going to excite the customer? Do we design something entirely new? Do we make a variation of an existing design? Do we make some small changes, cosmetic changes, and reintroduce the same product? All these aspects need to be thought about. The final step is where the product range is evaluated and the order quantities are finalized. Now we will talk about a model stock plan. A model stock plan is the number of SKUs or stock keeping units in the assortment plan that the buyer wants to offer in the store. It helps the buyer determine quantities of each specific item. The purpose of a model stock plan is to balance assortment factors relative to the demand. So what is the demand? And based on the demand, what kind of an assortment should we be offering to our customer? That is model stock plan, and it consists of a number of SKUs, which is style, size, color. Lastly, we are going to talk about various tools that retailers use nowadays for merchandise planning. We know of various technological advances that are being used by retailers at various stages of the retail supply chain and in the retail selling process. The most common tool used is obviously the basic Excel spreadsheet, because retail has a lot of maths, calculations, and Excel is used for most of it. Other than that, nowadays we have a lot of customized developed packages, different softwares that are tailor-made to the requirement of each retailer. The merchandising planning software like JDA, like Arthur Planning and Marker Max are used, and they can all be customized to the requirements of each retailer depending on their retail formats, depending on how many channels they are retailing through, depending on their product categories. The tools depend on the type of retail organization and level of maturity in terms of usage of technology by that retailer. Thank you.